This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Gimme them hogs with mustard, Chuck.
We're going to drop not one, but two editions of the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast between now and the end of the week. And this is the first one as we welcome you in and remind you that we are presented, as always, by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. I really don't know where to begin. There's obviously a big baseball series that is scheduled to begin tonight in College Station. The Razorbacks are there, and if the weather cooperates, they'll play game one tonight. We're going to get to that. There's also some basketball. But I want to start with the roadshow. If you are in one of the towns where the one Razorback roadshow has stopped during the course of the last week or 10 days or so, I guess, I would imagine you've come away pretty fired up. It's hard not to. These things are basically pep rallies. And I've always believed that I went to many Razorback club meetings over the years, emceed a lot of them, went with coaches. I've always believed that, in many respects, that's where you get your energy. Sam Pittman was on the Morning Rush, and he talked about it.
Yeah, you know, I was at the one in Jonesboro, and they were so appreciative of us coming over there. That's the first time I had – I don't think it's the first time we had been over there, but it's the first time I had. And really neat venue, and – the people were pumped up. It was great. A lot of excitement. Hell, it got me pumped up.
He kind of talks about it right there. You know, he talks about getting fired up. I always felt that. You know, you could see it in the coaches, feel it in the players back when they'd make some of these events. Now, John Calipari's been out this week, too. Pittman, as you heard, was in Jonesboro. He may have had another stop. I don't know. Cal was in Little Rock. And then from what I understand, took part in his first official hog call last night down in El Dorado. It's been interesting to hear his comments just on, you know, the lay of the land, Arkansas, what he thinks about us. He said this in Little Rock a couple of nights ago.
You know, let's get this thing going. You got to have good players. If someone says, I'll coach them up, you coach them up. I want to get talented guys and coach them up and get them to be a team. So, and then being around, I had to go to Hot Springs because I had to get my passport. So I got some time down there, flew over that big lake. I'm like, what is this lake down here? So talked to the Hambys that won the Kentucky Derby. I texted them back and forth. Feel bad. I hope that tornado, you know, probably did some damages. That, but I hope everybody's safe. But no, believe me, I'll get around the state. And one thing I want to tell you, when you're in the seat that I'm in, and I've been in this kind of seat different places, you owe it to the state not just to sit behind your desk and watch tape and coach basketball. I mean, the impact you can have for people, creating hope, opportunities, going out and making people feel good about their state, feel good about themselves. I won't cheat the position. So believe me, I'll be out and about. Right now, I got to get a roster. So as soon as I get a roster, I can think about the other stuff.
In all honesty, that's the reason I wanted to start the podcast today with this, for that cut right there, really for the passage where he talks about how in this position, not this job, this position, more is required than just sitting in your office and watching tape and coaching a team. I think this is a guy that gets it, that understands, and I think that's important. I've always thought it was important, particularly, you know, you think about Eddie Sutton, you know, just kind of the way he built it and then the way Coach Richardson built on it. And I would dare say that no one Richardson threw at all remains today arguably Arkansas's most beloved sports figure. You can make the case. I've seen him at basketball games. People flock to him. He's accommodating for every single one of them. It's always a sight to see. But, you know, this program has had that kind of history. The coaches have had that kind of relationship with the fans. I think it's important. I think it's important for football. And I was glad to hear Pittman was out on the road. I think it's important for basketball. I was glad to hear Calipari was in Little Rock in both El Dorado. You know, the Razorbacks ask the people of Arkansas to come to Fayetteville over and over and over again. Pay money to watch their team play. It's okay to go out there every once in a while and meet them. And you heard in Coach Cal's comments that he understands that. Look, no coach, in all honesty, loves with all their heart going out and doing a lot of these things. But you either embrace it and make the most of it, or you grow to resent it. I've seen it happen both ways. I've seen it happen both ways here, if you want to know the truth. If you don't want to go out and press the flesh, be an assistant coach. If you don't want to deal with the fans, be an assistant. You'll never have to deal with the fans. Except, you know, if you're a coordinator in football and your team can't score, can't stop anybody, then they'll know who you are. Then they'll want to talk to you. Then they'll want to hear what you have to say. But otherwise, hey, if you don't want to deal with the media, if you don't want to go down there and talk to the fans in other parts of the state, then just be an assistant. But if you're the head coach, that's required. And I think if you don't do it or if you're not good at it, you're going to have a hard time running a program around here. You may be able to coach a team, but you're going to have a hard time building, sustaining, and running a program. And I'm glad to hear those guys talk like that. Now, I do want to talk just a little bit about basketball for a minute before we move on. You know, Cal was on one of the national podcasts, I guess, last week. And he raised some eyebrows when he basically said that, you know, hey, we may only have 8, 9, 10 guys. You know, essentially he was saying, I'm tired of coaching players that are going to leave anyway and coaching them up to play for somebody else. Now, he further talked about that a little bit more this week.
First of all, my team last year, the average age was 19-4. The team we played was 24. And Tyler Hero called me after the game and said, I've been in the NBA for five seasons, and I'm 24. The other guy was 26. So you have to be a little older. The second thing that I'm still going to recruit young players because I like changing families. I'm hoping that some kids have to do 2 years because I like changing families. But when you start talking more than 9, 10, 11, 12, and I'm coaching everybody. I don't just coach the guys that are starting. I'm coaching them all. Basically, I'm preparing them and putting my soul in everything for another guy to coach them. They're going to leave and go somewhere else. Well, how about if I just focus on my 8 or 9 and let me do that? And so I think we'll still recruit freshmen, but we just won't have like last year where we had 7 freshmen. Can't do that anymore.
I get his frustration. I get all these guys' frustration because the reality is if you've got a guy that's 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th on the bench, if he's a scholarship player, unless he's a walk-on, he's leaving. He's going to leave at the end of the year. And you're going to lose a player or two in all probability just through the portal. But a lot of times those guys at the end of the bench, they're on full scholarship, and as Cal said, you coach them every day just like you do the others. And then at the end of the year they leave. So I get where he's coming from. I'll be anxious to see what the balance is like. In fact, we're going to hear some more from Cal tomorrow and talking about that and the schedule and what it may look like moving forward. Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, let me talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. For most of us, when you buy a home, it's the most money you're ever going to spend. That's the reality for most people. And when you sell a home, probably the most money, hopefully, if your home appreciates in value, it's the most money that's ever changed hands, at least in your life. It wasn't mine, I can tell you that. My point is you want someone on your side of the table who has an appreciation for that. You're not just another real estate client. You're not just another house to sell or another home to look for somebody to buy. You're a real person. You establish a real relationship. You do that through listening. You do that through communicating, and you do that through caring. And that's what they do at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. I partnered with them more than once. The first time, I was a first-time buyer, absolutely clueless. Second or third time, I thought I knew what I was doing. Each time, what I discovered was I needed their professionalism, and they were there to provide it. And I think that'll be your experience, too. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can see each and every one of them at WeickerGriffin.com.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weickert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
There is baseball this weekend in College Station, Texas. The Razorbacks are in town. And there's an SEC Western Division Championship on the line. If the weather allows, they're going to play game one tonight. If it doesn't allow and rain is in the forecast, they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Simply put, if the Razorbacks win one game, they claim their 5th SEC Western Division Championship in the last 6 years. Consider the fact, I don't think I'm mistaken on this, I think 4, the last 4, is that right, national champions have come out of the SEC West. So winning that thing 5 out of 6 years is no small accomplishment. Now, they can still win the overall. They need some help. Kentucky's at home, unfortunately. They've got Vanderbilt at home. Tennessee is at home. They've got South Carolina at home. Those are the teams they're competing with on the other side. And, of course, obviously, Arkansas and Texas A&M will eliminate one another. Somebody's going to get eliminated from the overall conference chase as a result of what happens that weekend. Don't know how it's going to go. Don't even know if they're going to play tonight. But Dave Van Horn knows what's coming.
Things change week to week. I think we just want to play well. You know, if we play well, we have a chance to win. If we don't, we won't. probably one of the top two toughest environments to go in and win. I mean, you look at their overall record at home, it's pretty amazing, kind of like ours. And their fans are loud and organized, and they have a good time at the ballpark. And give credit to Jim and his staff. They've done a great job with this team, putting it together. A lot of new guys have come in and are very talented, and a lot of good returners and guys with a lot of experience. So you throw that in with the crowd that loves their team, you know, it's going to be wild down there.
Now, one thing is a little bit different this weekend in that you actually have 4 days to play 3 games. During the course of the regular season, you have 3 days to play 3 games. If you start on a Thursday night, Sunday's not an option. You got to get your 3 games in that 3-day window. This weekend, the final week of the regular season, they do allow for that extra day. Now, the caveat to that is if you are rained out in your opener, you've got to attempt to play a doubleheader the next day. Weather permitting, you got to play a doubleheader the next day. You can't say, for example, well, the weather looks best on Saturday, so we'll play a single game Friday and play a doubleheader on Saturday. Can't do it that way. If they get banged tonight, they got to try to play 2 tomorrow. So Hagan Smith's going to start game 1. They've changed the rotation. Gage Wood going to start game 2, and then they'll see what they got left for game 3. It is going to be a great atmosphere. I'm sure it will be. Have you got your bets placed? Have you been to the Bet Saracen app? Are you ready for the weekend? Not just this baseball series, but the NBA playoffs, all the things that are going on right now. If you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're really not ready. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. There's a reason for that. When we say Vegas, Arkansas style, what we mean is you're going to have an opportunity to place wagers on the Razorbacks tonight. You know, Hagan Smith, all kinds of over-unders, in-game bets, parlays. You got all the stuff to make it great. And that is what makes it special at the Bet Saracen app. You can download it anytime. And when you do, they've got a how-to-play video. And they'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, a couple of items here before we go. And we will be back tomorrow, by the way. Jalen Williams, Isaiah Joe, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they are on the brink of elimination. Daniel Gafford and the Dallas Mavericks beat them 104-92 last night in OKC to take a 3-2 lead in their Western Conference semifinal. Bottom line, the Thunder have got to go to Dallas and win Game 6. Then they got to come back to OKC and win Game 7. Daniel Gafford, 9 points, 7 boards for the Mavericks last night. Isaiah Joe got a start for the Thunder, 6 points, 3 rebounds in 22 minutes. Jalen Williams, 3-1 in 10 minutes. Again, Oklahoma City's got to win the next game. Game 6 is Saturday in Dallas. If they win, they'll go back to Oklahoma City for Game 7. All right, we're going to reconvene tomorrow. There's a softball regional going on, or will be going on, at Bogle Park. I will hear from Courtney Dyfel. A little bit more from Cal, talking about what the schedule may look like next season. So be around tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.